Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I am so excited to introduce to you Tracy Allen Haynes, who is amazing. You're going to absolutely love him. So, Tracy, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you very much, Tanya. You know, I'm very excited about being on the summit today because we got some exciting things to share with you. But first off, I want to tell you a story, and this story you'll be able to relate to, and it's about Barbara Corcoran, the superstar celebrity that's on the Shark Tank. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that TV show, how she positioned herself as an authority in the market over 30 years ago. She was in a conference, and she was reading the New York Times, and when she was reading the New York Times, there was a quote in there by her competitor. And her competitor was talking about the New York market, about condominiums and apartments. Well, she turned to her, or as she was reading it, she turned to her partner there, and she says, "Why is this guy getting quoted in the New York Times, and I'm not?" And the gentleman said, "Well, you probably need a PR firm." And she says, "Well, what's a PR firm?" He says, "Well, these are folks that help you get content out in front of your target market." And she says, "Well, what do I have to do that?" And he recommended to her that she write a report. And she says, "What kind of report?" He said, "Well, write a report on the condition of the market in New York City about condos and apartments, and put a lot of facts and figures in there that the media likes, and maybe they'll pick it up." And she says, "Well, nobody knows who I am." And he said, "Once you publish that report, they will know who you are." So she came up with the report called the Corcoran Report, and she submitted it to all the media in New York. And lo and behold, the next day it got picked up in the New York Times, and she was immediately a celebrity. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, is using the media and your authority positioning. And we're going to talk about those secrets of you becoming an authority, which leads to more lead, sales, and profit. And we're going to be talking about how you can get recognized in that in your industry within 48 hours. That's right, 48 hours. That sounds pretty exciting, right? And by far, this is the simplest, most effective way to be recognized as an authority in your industry. So, how can you quickly and easily position yourself as a top authority in your market and to leverage those leads and sales is what this presentation is about today. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen. So you're going to learn a lot. First off, I want to start off with Sun Tzu said in The Art of War, "When you are small, you need to appear big." Now, this is very important for business people and also marketing folks and entrepreneurs to remember when they want to be positioned as the authority. You have to appear big. Now, this presentation is for entrepreneurs, local small business owners, consultants, service professionals, authors, speakers, and coaches. And you can use these techniques to position yourself to be the go-to person in the market. And I'm going to share a simple three-step formula for you for your positioning as the authority in your industry. I'm going to show you how you can be featured on affiliate sites and media sites, such as ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. I'm also going to reveal how business owners just like you are becoming best-selling authors without having to write a book. That sounds pretty cool, huh? So stay with us a little bit, and we'll go through each and every one of these. But first off, I want to share with you myths of authority. So let's debunk some myths here. You think, or people think, to be the expert, you just need to call yourself the expert. You ever see people that call themselves the expert? And they're actually calling themselves the expert because nobody else has told them that they were the expert and nobody else is recognizing them. So an expert is a person that knows everything about their subject matter. That's a myth. Or number three, an expert is the very best at what they do in their field. And number four, you're probably thinking it takes years to build an expert reputation so that big online media outlets will seek you out and talk about you as an authority. And number five, Maybe you're not ready to step out as an authority right now, but I'm going to prove all five of these myths false with one picture. Now, I want you to imagine with me for a minute. I want you to picture Richard Simmons. Now, put that in your mind right now, Richard Simmons. Everybody have that in their mind? Why do millions of people buy fitness advice from this guy, Richard Simmons? You got the visual? So, everybody know who he is, right? So, if you know who Richard Simmons is, why do people buy weight loss and physical fitness training from this guy? Well, one reason is because he's an educator and an advocate for a certain niche of folks or customers or clients. He's focusing on one niche. He's not going after the P90X people or the cross-circuit people or the CrossFit trainers. That's not his market. He's going for upper-age people that identify with him. These are folks that can barely get out of a chair, or they can barely, you know, run a lap, or, you know, those type of folks. And he's positioned him square in that market. And whenever he comes out with a new product, these people buy it up. They snatch it up. Why these folks are authorities, or they consider them authorities in their market, is because they're only talking to those folks that he's trying to target. He's not trying to target or talk to everybody. Okay. Now, would you say Richard Simmons was the smartest guy in the fitness industry? Probably not. Let's talk about some others. Let's talk about Susie Orman. What does she focus on? She focuses on finance, but what specifically does she focus on? But, you know, what group is she targeting? Let's talk about Dave Ramsey. He's very specialized in finance. Susie Orman talks about finance, and so does Dave Ramsey. But what's Dave Ramsey's target niche? Who's he talking to specifically? He's talking to Christians, and he's talking to people that want to get out of debt. He's not talking to everybody. He's not talking about stocks. He's not talking about investments. He's talking to you about how to get out of debt. So, are they the smartest people in their industry? Probably not. Do they call themselves the expert? Have you ever heard them call themselves the expert? No, you haven't. But one thing that they're not saying is they're not constantly saying, buy my stuff. They're not saying on television, buy my stuff. But they are educators and advocates for the success of their customers in that specific niche, or their followers, or their tribe, okay? So they cater to them, and they educate and advocate to them. And they perceive them as experts and authorities in their field because, one, they see them on television, and they're always providing content and value for those people, regardless if they buy anything or not from them, okay? So do they try and help everyone? No. You can't help everyone, and you can't be everything to everybody, but they're positioned as experts on a very specific topic within their industries. So what I'm leading into here is that the authority mindset is about micro-specializing or micro-specialization. So you can take anybody in an industry and micro-specialize. Now, what I'm talking about here is, say, for instance, how many physicians are there? What types of physicians are there out there in the world that micro-specialize? Or let's look at how many type of financial people there are that deal in finance. Or how many different types of real estate agents are there, or real estate markets that you could possibly specialize in? And like real estate agents, you know, could be focusing on veterans, or they could be focusing on people with challenging credit problems, okay? So the key here is, just like Susie Orman and Mr. Ramsey, is to micro-specialize and not talk to everybody. I know people get nervous and think that I'm going to miss a lot in the marketplace because I want to talk to everybody, but you actually are not talking to anybody unless you micro-specialize. So the key here in claiming your authority is to micro-specialize. You'll be able to focus on that specific niche and know exactly what your clients or your customers are looking for, and you can help them better because you're focused on solving a specific pain for that target market. So think about this. If you leave with anything today, answer the question, what is it that I can micro-specialize in? Depending on what your position is now, what is your expertise right now? You could be an auto mechanic. You could be a realtor. You could be a baker. You could be a real estate agent. Or you could be a doctor or a dentist. And you can micro-specialize. Because this is what happens. This creates an unfair reality when it comes to attracting new customers, because it doesn't matter if you have a degree or how many info products you've created or purchased or how many events you've attended. It doesn't matter how hard you work, and it doesn't even matter how good you really are, because these days only a third of Americans say most people can be trusted. A poll by the USA Today, Americans don't trust one another until they have what's called trust triggers. Now, what's a trust trigger? If your prospects don't trust you or don't trust that, in fact, you're an authority, you'll have to work 10 times as hard to convert them into a customer. How are you going to show them that you're an authority in what you're doing or what your product is? Okay? So, however, if your prospects do trust that you're an authority, then they'll pick you over the competition every time, even if it costs them more money to work with you. How would you like to be able to position yourself as the authority and raise your prices? So think about that. Pick you over the competition every time if it costs them more money to work with you. That's powerful. Now, we talked about Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey being educators and advocates for the success of their customers. And you can be positioned the same in your market because they have what's called trust triggers. They're perceived as authorities because they're on the media. They're on television. They're being talked about by third-party media outlets. They are influenced by media recommendations. And media talking about you or talking about your business or talking about your products equals credibility and celebrity and instant authority status. And that's the power of positioning yourself as the authority. So let me quote you something from Mr. Dan Kennedy. You know, he said, the simple truth is, if you aren't deliberate and systematically and methodically or rapidly and dramatically establishing yourself as a celebrity, at least to your clientele and target market, you're asleep at the wheel. Ignoring what is fueling the entire economy around you and neglecting development of a measurable, valuable asset. Dan Kennedy. He's the godfather of marketing, as you very well know. So, very important. Let's remember, do you remember the chicken and the egg? Do you want to wait and hope that the media might talk about you someday because you spent hours calling yourself as the expert? Or would you rather have others see you as the expert right now because the media is talking about you today? Yes, you have a choice. You have a choice to either wait 3 years or 3 months to wait for the media to start talking about you. But here's a little-known insider secret. Celebrity and authority status rarely just happens to people, believe it or not. I know you're shocked. I know everybody just fell off their earphones. It's created deliberately. It's created deliberately and by design by a very purposeful plan. You can even say it's manufactured. Case in point, this is a writer downer, the Kardashians. I call it the Kardashian effect. They're always in the news, right? They're not providing any value to the marketplace, but they're always in the news. Somebody's always talking about them. There's always some kind of drama. they're always in the news. And if you didn't already know that, it's not your fault, because this is an unfair advantage, and it's rarely been talked about outside of inner circles. However, we can change this, and you're on the call today to learn how to do that. So you don't necessarily have to know everything to be the expert. Some of you are probably questioning that. Richard Simmons, Susie Orlin, and Dave Ramsey are educators and advocates for their customers, and you can do the same, and you can become the same, regardless of your industry. They are positioned as experts on very specific topics within their industry. And by focusing on micro-specialization, you too will become an authority, because you're able to focus on learning more about that specific topic once you micro-specialize. And you can help customers even better because you're focused on solving a specific pain for your target market. Key point there, specific pain for your target market. So, are you ready to manufacture some authority? Let's create some trust triggers. When people visit your website, they often look for a trust trigger. What would that be? How could you have a trust trigger on there that you would be the go-to person in your market? A trust trigger allows the person visiting your website to say that this is the person. This is person knows what they're doing. A trust trigger. So think about what you could use as a trust trigger. One of the top folks in trust triggers is Derek Halpern. He's the founder of Social Triggers, and he says when people visit a website, they often look for a trust trigger, something that makes them say to themselves, okay, this person or this site is the real deal. So what about trust triggers on your site? Could you use a picture? Could you use a picture of you? What about that picture of you? Could you simply say that I'm a professional that's been featured on such and such a media sites, or I'm a weekly contributor to CNN, or I'm a weekly contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine? Or would it be better to have a picture with you with some kind of media identification on that picture? Well, here's the truth. People read 400 to 500 times slower than the speed at which they process images. Okay, very important. So step two for a pattern of authority would be third-party endorsements. But let me back up a little bit. Just being seen on another site one time isn't enough to establish the level of authority that you're looking for. So you have to be everywhere, okay? Third-party endorsements beat self-imposed titles and slogans every time. So how would you get third-party people talking about you? We'll touch on that in a minute. How are you going to do that? And we're going to roll into creating what's called pattern of authority. And like I said, just being seen on one other site isn't enough to establish the authority that we're looking for. So it's imperative that you're on multiple authority sites with different headlines, varying third-party endorsements published over a continued period of time that are shared publicly through social media and other methods. Okay. So number three, and this is important, and some of you might already be there and some of you might not be there, you do as authority does. What is the first part of the word authority? The first part of that is author. This creates expert status that creates a huge gap between you and your competitors. Okay? Just as Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, and others, being a published author creates expert status that creates a huge gap between you and your competitors. Now, take this down to the local market area. You know, local business owners, they can realize the same success as these other folks that are positioned as experts by using the same techniques at a local level, especially in these Me Too niches, real estate agents, a lot of folks, financial folks, a lot of them, insurance agents, dentists, lawyers, attorneys, okay? These same techniques can be utilized. So what we're talking about here, let's talk about some things about the difference between royalties versus authority when we talk about authoring books. So people like Stephen King and E.L. James make money by selling lots of books. But as an entrepreneur or business owner, you create expert status, credibility, and authority because you wrote the book. Okay? You wrote the book on your expertise or the subject matter that you're talking to your niche about. You're automatically positioning yourself as the authority. You wrote the book on the topic on how you do business. Now, there's really no official legal definition, but you're probably familiar with the bestseller list. Generally, if you're ranked in the top 100 of the best recognized bestseller list determined by the list by the publisher, but you've got several different lists. You've got the New York Times, you've got the Wall Street Journal, and you have Amazon.com. And those are the type of areas that we're talking about being published. So depending on what area you want to become a bestseller at is the angle in which you take. And we won't go all into that here on this call, but as you're deciding about publishing, determine exactly where or what platform you want to target. So royalties and authority, like I said, Stephen King and E.L. James make money by selling lots of books. What we're talking about is positioning as an authority and becoming a best-selling author on Amazon.com. So why is being a best-selling author so valuable? Well, here's what happens. It gets other media to pay attention to you. You have a book. You know, what better way for you to introduce yourself to somebody by handing them a book on your expertise? You know, that's very impressive. It happened to me back in 2009, a potential business owner, when we met, the first thing he gave me was a book. And I was and it wasn't even on a topic that we were considering doing business on. And it impressed me so much, it inspired me.
Well, it looks like we've lost Tracy. Let me go ahead and stop the recording. Hold on one moment.